More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. For more than 50 years, Special Olympics Idaho has been empowering those with intellectual disabilities to take part in competition and hone their skills as athletes. And next month, the organization will be hosting one of its biggest events of the year as people from all over the state come together to take part in the 2024 State Summer Games. So joining us now to talk more about this is Noelle Lyon, Director of Development for Special Olympics Idaho. Noelle, it's really nice to have you on the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Noelle, for folks who may not be too familiar with Special Olympics Idaho, can you tell us a little bit more about your organization?
Sure. Special Olympics is global. Special Olympics Idaho, obviously, is for all of our athletes in the state of Idaho. It is all about the sports that we offer up for our athletes, to which we have upward of 3,500 athletes in the state, and we offer 15 different sports.
Oh, wow. That's quite a bit. So with those 15 different sports that you offer, what events can we expect to see as part of this year's games? Are we going to see all 15?
No, we're going to be, we're in Simplot Stadium in Caldwell. Caldwell will be hosting our games, but we'll be showcasing our track and field, basketball, aquatics, cycling, and flag football. So five.
So can you tell us about the type of preparation that these athletes go through in anticipation of an event like this? Because let's be clear, they are athletes.
Absolutely, they are athletes, and they are competitors, and they'll be competing for the state title, to which they'll get gold, silver, and bronze. They go through regional games, just like any athlete that kind of works their way up the ranks. Our state games, if they qualify, will then go to our North America games. So then they would compete against all the different states, to which then if they progress, they would be competing internationally. Matter of fact, last year, we actually had an athlete go all the way to the international games in Germany and take a bronze in golf. So there is a progression, and they work really hard throughout the year to qualify to go to state, which will happen June 7th and 8th, again in Caldwell. And then if they can, you know, go the distance all the way to the international games.
Mm-hmm. So what is the age range of these athletes, Noelle?
They're mostly teens to adults is what we're looking at. So the youngest, I'm not sure the age, but they 17, 18, all the way into adult. So our athletes are, competing, the men and women in the different sports.
And how many athletes do you expect to see taking part in this year's state games?
We have upward of close to 1,000 with their supporting staff and coaches. So Caldwell will be really a super exciting, fun place to be because, again, we'll have those 1,000 athletes that will be competing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's a question. Do you kind of keep track of, you know, which athletes maybe are doing so well that maybe they'll move on? Like you mentioned about this athlete last year that went all the way to the international games. I mean, is there ever someone that's, you know, a one to watch?
You know, they're all amazing in their own right. There are those that are going, you know, they're getting gold medals and we'll look to see them at the national level. But I think coming out to Caldwell and just watching these events, our athletes are incredible individuals. And it's really the sportsmanship and the camaraderie and the way that they approach their sense of competitiveness. And it's really amazing to watch. I can't call out any individual athlete because they all really do a wonderful job and they're all competing.
Well, I think that's a great answer. So with that said, what is it like to be out there and watch these athletes competing at this high of a level? Because, you know, not everyone has made it this far to even get to the state level.
Yeah. You know, it really is super awesome. I can only give you one firsthand experience. and managing the cycling venue, there were two athletes and they competed on the same team. And they were fighting for first place for a gold medal. And they're really good friends. Well, the one gentleman was ahead of the other one. He waited and let his teammate come up with him, and they finished the race together. They went
Oh.
across the finish line together. They were more concerned about each other and cheering each other on than they were fighting for first place. And I can't tell you how many people had tears in their eyes because it just was an amazing thing to watch, and be part of. But you know, they're competing, but yet they really do care about their team members and the camaraderie that they showcase out in the sports that they're participating in. So I can only give you that example, but it is like that in every one of the sports. They're
That
competing, they're fiercely fighting each other, and then they're also high-fiving each other and cheering each other on. So
yeah.
it's a great sense of competition at a very high level, and also just a really warmth to the heart.
If there are athletes out there who aren't currently part of Special Olympics, Noelle, but think maybe they want to get involved, how would they go about doing that?
Easily, you could just go to SpecialOlympicsIdaho.org. That's our website, and there's a place where you can reach out. InfoIDSO.org is also takes us or takes an email. You can just send an email and contact us directly. We would love to have more athletes involved and welcome anyone who's interested.
Before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit about the opening ceremonies? Because you'll have those on June 7th.
Absolutely. Yeah. So June 7th, out at Simplot Stadium in Caldwell at 4 o'clock, we are looking at having upwards of 40 different vendors, all giving free samples and giveaways. Then at 6 o'clock, our parade of athletes, where all of our athletes will come through Simplot Stadium in Caldwell and be part, showing their teams and the regions that they come from. So they'll do a big parade. We're fortunate enough to have Mountain Home giving us an F-15 flyover, which we're really excited about. The mayor will be speaking. We've got Joey from Joey and Lauren emceeing the event. It's going to be, we have a live band, we have food trucks. It's going to be a lot of fun. We ask that everyone come out and support us, support our athletes as we do the celebration Friday. And then, of course, Saturday, they go into their competitive mode.
Noelle, why are events, in your opinion, like this so incredibly important?
It just really showcases their athletic, their ability to participate in their sport and their ability to come together, as I mentioned, to kind of showcase that camaraderie that I was mentioning and what it means to be a competitor in the Special Olympics. And they work really hard all year long. I think it really is a great way to kind of cap off the work they've done for the year, having the community rally for them and just kind of cheer them on is really important because again they work really hard. So I just think like any athlete, it's just they get to go out and basketball, whether it's swimming, whether it's cycling, and really show off their skills and compete.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about this today. We've been talking with Noelle Lyon, Director of Development for Special Olympics Idaho, about the upcoming 2024 State Summer Games. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.